So what was it like, I guess, getting your first start, first, you know, significant game action?
It was pretty nerve-wracking, actually. I was really anxious, like, the night before, but I just talked to some of the other starters on the O-line, and they were able to kind of calm me down, give me a little confidence.
Well, I mean, so what was the night before like, then? I guess you say you were anxious. Were you staying up all night?
I got a fair amount of sleep. I was just kind of going over, you know, every situation in my head, you know, whether they actually came up or not, you know, most of them were just hypothetical, but...
James was just talking about how he felt that you've been breathing down his neck pretty much the entire time that you've been behind him on the depth chart. Just what have you taken away from that experience of competing against him for that spot that's ultimately led to you getting a chance last Saturday at left guard?
I think since I've been here, I've kind of looked up to James, and, you know, I just tried to emulate everything that he does as far as practice and watching tape and, you know, how he plays and stuff like that. And I think he's a great representation of, you know, how I want to be looked at when I'm done playing here. So I've just kind of tried to model my game off of his, and, you know, hopefully, you know, I can be as successful as he has. So,
how did your mindset change when you make that switch? Because I would imagine, you know, center's a position you've worked a lot at in practice, mm-hmm. and then you're going over to left guard because that's where you're getting the chance to play.
I've been taking a little bit of guard reps throughout my career here, but it has, like you said, been mainly center. And I think the benefit of that is the center on our O-line makes the calls. You know, he tells everyone where to go. So if you can, you know, really master that position, I was able to, you know where to go, you know, at guard and tackle. So it's a pretty easy switch inside for me.
How do you feel you did, considering that that was your first legitimate experience, Aaron?
There's obviously things I would have loved to do better. But, you know, overall, I thought that I could improve on some stuff. But I was pleased.
How many times did you get matched up with Kawan Short? Like, had that?
You know, the majority of the game, I think he was playing more on the right side over our right guard, but maybe like 10 times, maybe a little less than that out of 65 plays. I mean, he's, you know, a really, really big human being, so.
Were you getting a lot of work with the first team offense before this past week, or was this just something more like last week they made the decision that they were going to go with you and that was your first?
I've, you know, been rotating in at guard the last couple weeks. You know, I started off at right guard, taking right guard reps, and then last week at the beginning of the week they told me they wanted me to play a little left guard, so I went and started there, and I was rotating with Nolan McMillan, and then, you know, just one thing led to another.
So when did you actually get told then that you were going to get the start?
I probably knew for sure Thursday night, around there they told me that I was going to be starting.
Were things pretty fast when you were out there, especially since this was your first game? Did it slow down at all as it went on?
Yeah, I think things are a lot faster once you get out there on the field, but they try and make things as hard as they can for us at practice. So once you get out there, you know, once you calm down, the game slows down a little bit. And I think also the preparation that you put in, you know, watching film and detailing your technique will really help you, you know, for this game to slow down once you're out there.
How much of an offensive line as a unit is it important to be working with the same group of guys and get that continuity with each other?
I guess that's hard to say. I think that our O-line has a pretty tight-knit group, and, you know, we're all friends with one another, so I don't think that switching guys in and out is really affecting the O-line as a whole.